From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked a village in northeastern Nigeria, killing at least 68 people. Witnesses tell VOA the militants attacked the community of Njaba in Borno State before dawn Tuesday. Word of the attack took 2 days to reach the state capital, Maiduguri, about 100 kilometers away because of the remoteness of the area. The United Nations envoy for Libya says he believes a peace deal is possible between warring factions in Libya. Bernardino Leon and UN mediators met separately in Morocco Thursday with delegates from the Libyan government and with Islamic extremists who have taken over the capital, Tripoli, and set up a separate administration. In three previous rounds of talks, the two sides did not meet face-to-face. The top military commander of Syria's al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front was killed. Abu Hamam al-Shami died, along with several other Nusra Front members Thursday, in an attack apparently targeting a high-level meeting. State-run Syrian media report that government forces carried out the strike against the militants in Idlib province. U.S. law enforcement officials warned police and the public Thursday to be vigilant against attempts by Islamic State to recruit would-be terrorists through the Internet. The Washington Post reported that the FBI arrested a 17-year-old student in a Washington suburb for allegedly using the Internet to help a young adult make his way to Syria to join Islamic State. Iraqi defense officials say they have cut off supply routes to Islamic State fighters in the city of Tikrit. Islamic State militants have set fire to oil-filled trenches to stop the government advance. The battle for the town entered its fourth day on Thursday. This is VOA News. The United Nations top human rights official warns the fight against terror must not be used as an excuse to undermine democracy and human rights. Lisa Schlein has details.
Zayed Raad al-Hussein warns that an overreaction to extremist violence threatens to erode the system for global security, which states built 70 years ago to ward off the horror of war. Zayed says extremism is nurtured by ideology. He also says people who are alienated by years of state tyranny, repression, discrimination, and deprivation are vulnerable to the lure of propaganda messages from extremist groups such as ISIL.
Many of the recruits that flock to ISIL from well over 50 countries are drawn, I believe, by messages of persecution and pity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Boston Marathon bombing trial of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev continued for a second day Thursday with testimony from a survivor who described the moments after the 2013 attack as pure carnage. Race spectator Jeff Bauman, who lost both legs in the explosions, told the jury he bumped into Tsarnaev's older brother Tamerlan along the race course just moments before the blast, which killed three people and injured another 264. Defense lawyers hope to convince the jury to not sentence Dzhokhar Tsarnaev to death by blaming his older brother as the mastermind. American film star Harrison Ford was injured Thursday when his single-engine airplane crashed on a golf course shortly after takeoff from the airport in Santa Monica, California. Officials say the 72-year-old actor was breathing and conscious when he was taken to a nearby hospital, where he is listed in fair to moderate condition. Ford was the only person on board the vintage aircraft. The cause of the accident is unknown at this time. A passenger jet skidded off the runway during a snowstorm in New York's LaGuardia Airport Thursday. VOA's Adam Phillips reports.
Only minor injuries were reported among the estimated 125 passengers and five crew members who were aboard the Delta Airlines jet as it veered off the runway, crashed through a protective fence, and stopped just shy of the frigid bay that borders the airfield. Those aboard were forced to exit the damaged craft via its emergency chutes and out onto a broken wing. At a news conference, Executive Director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which administers the airport, says the cause of the incident is unclear. National Transportation Safety Board officials will investigate the scene of the near tragedy and issue a full report. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
The most prominent touring circus in the U.S., the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, says that by 2018 it will end its century-old display of Asian elephants, owing to growing public concern about how they're treated. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.